And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 15th of February, 2015. It was on this day, 1764, the city of St. Louis was founded, a city that raised many writers. Tennessee Williams grew up in St. Louis, hated the city, called it that dreaded city, moved to New Orleans instead. Maya Angelou was born in St. Louis. In her book, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, she wrote, the Negro section of St. Louis in the mid-30s had all the finesse of a gold rush town. Prohibition, gambling, and their related vocations were so obviously practiced that it was hard for me to believe that they were against the law. T.S. Eliot was born in St. Louis, grew up along the Mississippi, later said, the Missouri and the Mississippi have made a deeper impression on me than any other part of the world. It's the birthday of Galileo Galilei, born in Pisa in Italy, 1564, who defended the scientific belief that the earth was not the center of the universe. And for this, he was tried by the church for heresy. Galileo, who prophesied that in the future, quote, there will be opened a gateway to a large and excellent science into which minds more piercing than mine shall penetrate to recesses still deeper. He was a mathematics professor at Padua when he first heard about a new invention from the Netherlands, the telescope. And when he couldn't get his hands on one, he made one himself, ground the lenses himself, and was able to see the valleys and mountains of the moon, the Milky Way, to discover four moons of Jupiter. He corresponded with the German astronomer Johannes Kepler, who also believed that the sun, and not the earth, was the center of the solar system. And though Galileo was tried and convicted by the church of heresy, he was not excommunicated, and he remained a loyal Catholic his entire life. It's the birthday of Art Spiegelman, born in Stockholm, Sweden, 1948, son of Holocaust survivors who both suffered depression, terrible nightmares. The Spiegelmans moved to New York City, where the boy fell in love with Mad Magazine and comics and cartooning. When he was 20, his mother committed suicide, and he wrote an autobiographical comic strip about her and her depression and her death, and started to think about creating a comic about the Holocaust, with the Jews as mice and the Nazis as cats. It came out in two volumes, Mouse, A Survivor's Tale, and Mouse 2, And Here My Troubles Began. Here's a poem for today by Joan Seliger Sidney, entitled On Approaching 70. Watching the hands of my son, kneading challah dough on the maple cutting board in my kitchen, a memory rises of my mother bending over our kitchen table in Flatbush, pressing, stretching, folding flour, water, eggs into a living elastic. Sometimes, in my dreams, Mom appears, whispers of her mother in her kitchen, in Serrano, in the pre-dawn dark, by the light of the kerosene lamp, pulling and pushing the yeasty challah dough, until my son covers it with a clean white cloth and leaves it in the warm electric oven to rise. On Approaching 70, a poem by Joan Seliger Sidney from her collection Bereft and Blessed, published by Antrim House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.